Right to the rural news now with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally.
Morena.
Now, an international forestry auditor has spoken out about what they witnessed on the East Coast.
They have. The auditor flown in to look at companies responsible for overseeing East Coast forests says he discovered a severe level of inadequate standards. Assurance Services International, or ASI, visited the East Coast last year to review audits done by SGS and Preferred by Nature. They oversee forestry companies here. Now, this was in response to public concern over the level of damage caused by forestry slash following severe storms. ASI Global Program Manager David Grinnell is now speaking out about what he found. He says each year they highlight about 400 cases of poor management practices worldwide. About 58 of those are deemed to be major. He says issues with the New Zealand companies were at the most serious end of offending.
The ones we found in New Zealand were severe enough to trigger some sanctioning almost right away, which is not something we encounter that many times a year. We would probably encounter the situation from 1 to 5 times a year, I would say. And we will not be able to close those nonconformities until they demonstrate to us that not only they understood the issues well, but that they implemented correctly in their system and corrective actions to not only make sure that it's corrected at the short term, but also that their system will prevent audits to have this type of issue in the future.
David Grinnell says because of the scale of the issues on the East Coast, ASI will come back later this year to check out other forest auditors around New Zealand.
Just to make sure that the rest of New Zealand is okay, and also other conformity assessment bodies that were not assessed in New Zealand recently are also okay. And so we're going to make sure to scan to make sure everything is okay.
David Grinnell from Audit Services International in Taiwan. And as a result of the visits made late last year, forestry company Earnslaw One lost its international recognised FSC certification, which indicates trees were harvested responsibly.
Now, we heard yesterday about Show Week in Christchurch, all up in the air, and a major shearing event too could be in trouble. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, the New Zealand Corridale Shearing and Wool Handling Championships, they normally take place at the New Zealand Agricultural Show in Christchurch in November. But as you mentioned yesterday, organisers announced the show won't go ahead this year because it's not financially viable. The cancellation came as a surprise to those organising the shearing event, which hasn't been cancelled since it started 60 years ago. Even during COVID, they were able to move the shearing comp to Marble Point Station in North Canterbury. Sir David Fagan, Chair of Shearing Sports New Zealand, is reasonably confident the show's shearing committee will find a way for it to go ahead.
It's an iconic event in the shearing calendar. You know, out of our 60 competitions throughout New Zealand, the New Zealand Corridale Championships, it's the only event in New Zealand where we have corridales and shearing committee down there. We'll probably try and do their best to make sure it keeps on running, if not on the showgrounds, but elsewhere. So there'll be some very anxious people, and there'll be some hurried meetings have been had, I would imagine, to try and keep things going. And I'm reasonably confident they will, but we'll have to wait and see what that volunteer committee that run the shearing want to do.
Sir David Fagan says organisers should look at how thriving AMP shows are run, like those in Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, which he says are probably more reliant on volunteers.
All righty. Thank you very much, Sally. Sally Murphy there with your rural update.